This is a prepaid call from
William Coates,
an inmate at the county correctional facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Folks, it is the homemade broadcast HM bonus edition of the show 3/28/2023. That's the 28th of March, 2023. For those who can't count, my name's Will Koontz. Welcome back. Johnny B Show not on the air tonight because the Lightning are taking on somebody. I don't know whom. I don't know. Man, I had a day. This video is a little late. Sorry about that. I know all 30 of you are very disappointed in me, and I apologize. Everything being a scam is really just affecting my life, as I'm sure it is yours too, at least some of you. I mean, I'm looking for employment. If you listen, you know that. I'm looking for, some more side hustles. I'm looking for anything that I can bring in a little more income, from. And, I think that I'm pretty perceptive about what is and what isn't a total scam and waste of my time. But I still get got. Like, I don't know if you've ever been on LinkedIn. It's this website for, it's a dating website where you also get jobs. I don't know if you're familiar with it, LinkedIn.com, but they have job postings there where you can, they have this thing called Easy Apply, which is you upload your resume, they pull it from your profile, you just click a button. And, the thing with looking for work is you have to go to their website and you got to, of course, create an account. You can't just send your resume. There's nowhere to follow. There's no HR department to follow up with. Like, it's just, my pattern has been after 6 weeks, they send me an email saying, we're not proceeding with your application. That's fine. Whatever. whatever. Anyway. So this makes it much easier for me because all I have to do is click the quick apply. Boom. I'm done. I'm set. And then a few days later they go, they just don't answer at all. Or they say, no, thanks. We're good. I must have applied for 200 jobs online over the past 8 to 12 months. I mean, I lose track of them. Sometimes I get emails and they say, no, we're good. We don't want you. And I go, I don't even remember doing that. So it's much like the women I've had intercourse with over the period of my life. It's the same. It's usually, I do it while I'm intoxicated. It takes the sting off to apply for these jobs, as most of the sex that I've had in my life. Same thing, same treatment afterwards. They don't want to see me again. And I get it. Believe me, I have to live with myself 24/7, 365. I understand. But, it is frustrating. And scammers have found ways to exploit this easy apply method where they now have your phone number, they have your email address, they have, various, just contact information of yours that they can then gather some sort of database and then sell it to a third party. And then all of a sudden you're getting emails for, penis enlargement and, Bitcoin and, traffic children in your inbox, that you didn't solicit, but they're just appearing. Everything's for sale. Things that you don't want and never signed up for, more importantly. And, it just crosses so many barriers. It gets into so many different realms. They use these scams to promote other scams where it's now, I got a text message last night, and I've gotten a lot of text messages lately from scam stuff. That's clearly a scam. It looks like a Nigerian wrote it. It just does. That's the grammar. So I know, okay, well, this is a scam. And I just report junk, block the number, whatever. I get a message last night that my credit card has been compromised. Now, I'm pretty sure my bank, they don't text you that. They don't call you with that. I Google a number that called me and texted me, and it said something about banking scams. I was like, of course. All right. They're trying to get me to call them and then give them my credit card number, and then they'll buy stuff with it. So I didn't really think too much of it. Then I go to the grocery store today. I go to the checkout line and my card's declined. I go, well, there's money on there, I think. And I go, this isn't right. So I was at the self-checkout in Publix. I used to not do the self-checkout. I'm just a firm believer in keeping people employed, but it's so much easier. Just let me do it. I'll get it done. I don't have to talk to you. Push my card. I'm out. I just have to smile at the old gal monitoring the self-checkout zone so people don't steal too much. And then I'm out of there. It's pretty good. I got to say, I fought it for a long time because I wanted to keep my fellow man and community people in the community employed. But I don't know anymore. So I used this self-checkout, and my card was so declined that I broke the machine. It just froze up. I couldn't go anywhere. I'm trying to use other cards, and I'm like, oh, my God, are all my cards? This is really embarrassing. I don't want to, you know, have to, you know, get somebody, oh, I got to put these back now because I can't pay for these items type of thing. But they sent me to customer service, and I was able to use another card, and I walked out of there. But I mean, like, there's so many scams out there that I don't know what's real. What scams are real? Like a banking scam. I don't know. So anyway, I had to deal with that all day today. And now I will say my bank, my credit union that I use was pretty good. Just went in there and they printed me up a new card. But now I got to go back and all my auto pay. It's just a pain in the butt. But anyway, here I am. Hello, welcome. This is the Homemade Broadcast. My name's Will, and I hope you're well this evening. I want to talk about this. Adnan Syed. This man, if you recognize him, there he is right there. He was the source, the story, the main event for a podcast by NPR called Serial. I listened to this podcast. I found it intriguing. I enjoyed the story. In it, the creator, Sarah Koenig, I believe her name is, and she had some help from some other people, explored this case of this young fellow who was accused in high school of murdering his girlfriend and was convicted for it and put in prison for the murder. And they made it seem like it was kind of like an open-ended, like the prosecution did not, you know, prove their case. And they kind of made it seem like it was open-ended, like this guy may be innocent after all. That's the way it made it seem. And I thought that too. I looked into this a little later. I think he's pretty guilty. And I was pretty surprised when they just let this guy out. We have like prosecutors now who act as the defense for criminals, and they just drop charges, let people out. Well, and they use, you know, oh, it's equity, and we can't have too many people of certain shades of skin in jail. So we got to balance that out. So we'll just let murderers go because, you know, that's true justice, I guess. So I don't know if that's what this was or not, but this all stemmed from the court. I guess they were doing some sort of retrial or something, and I'm not really explaining this very well. The brother of the victim could not make he could not testify. He lives in California. He was unable to get to Baltimore to, you know, testify again. And after, you know, they Bosby was this lady who was overseeing the prosecution, and well, this guy couldn't get here in time, so we're just going to drop the charges and let him go for whatever reason. So this guy, her brother, he lives in California. He said that they would not allow him time to travel to get to Baltimore, and they only gave him one business day notice to show up for this, you know, revisiting of the case. He wasn't able to make it. And now they went, okay, go ahead. You can walk. And it was a big deal. A lot of people celebrated. I watched a lot of my friends. Oh my God. They like fell in love with this dude over the, you know, him telling his story and proclaiming his innocence. And criminals always say they're innocent, by the way. And some are. I know that some are. But how many really can there be? And, you know, I was curious about this case, so I did watch some other videos of people who kind of dug into it, and I don't know, man. It looks pretty cut and dry to me. So anyway, he is going to be retried again, and I kind of feel bad for him now too. I mean, he probably murdered this chick 90%. I would say, if I had to place a bet, I would bet that he did in fact murder this girl. What's her name? I gotta find it. Oh man, I can't find it now. It was an Asian chick. I mean, not that that matters, but I'm just saying. I don't know her name, but probably married or murdered. Might have married if she didn't break up with him. This gal, and then he's like home. He's like, oh my God, you know, I got this is very improbable at the very least, and he's home now. Too much to the chagrin of some people, and, you know, celebrated in other circles. And now, since the brothers claimed that his rights were violated, the judge agreed with that because he wasn't allowed time to travel. They're going to again pull him back in court in 60 days, and he could potentially go back to prison. I want people, I can't say it on YouTube. I can't say that. I had an angle for this, but I wanted the right people to get out of prison for murder. I want the people to get out of prison that I think should be murdered. That is who should be free. That's the crux of all this stuff, right? That's how everybody feels. People are not like pro-democracy at any point. People are pro like what they want. That is the end game here. If only people ban the things that I want banned or find immoral, and then the government subsidize the things that I think are good and would benefit society, and like mandate them for my neighbors because it is the right thing to do, we would have the utopia. If we freed the murderers that killed the right people, I'm going to get a strike for this. I don't think you could say this. I don't know. It's probably, I'm not inciting anybody. This is a joke. I'm kind of, you know, blowing the game here, but this is a joke. I'm not serious. Maybe a little bit. I hope that I'm not going to get a strike for that. I'm not saying who. I didn't make any statement about groups or anything. I'm talking individuals. That's all I'm saying. The right individuals, you see. Those are the people that I want freed because they do the things that I want. Any hooser. Thrown offline. We got some of these stickers left. This is all I have. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got about 8 left. Okay, these are beauties. I actually might even hold on to these and just put them in my drawer. They're so nice. Wow. Look at that. You can still get them. DM me. Many of you have done that. You can see it right down there below. Those are ways to get a hold of me. HMBradio.com, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. I need to add that to the to the deal down there that you see. You got home_made_man, Instagram and Twitter. And 813-693-2124. You can leave a voice and text message over there and get your sticker while they last. Not too many more. I almost got magnets today. I still might. I didn't have a credit card today, so I couldn't buy any. But imagine these in a magnet. If you're on just listening audio only, you won't be able to see this. But wow. If you're listening audio only, just go subscribe to the YouTube page anyways. willsyoutube.com. If you're listening on or watching on YouTube, go subscribe to the podcast anyways. Go give it 5 stars. Click the bell. You know, get notified. Because I'm probably going to end up on Rumble. I'm on Rumble, as a matter of fact. That will be the backup if I if this video gets strike down for some reason. It's tough living in the confines. I don't have the patience. I don't have the time to go through what the terms of service are. Last time I got in trouble with the strike was the AI chatbot who was denying things about presidents and how they are elected. And I didn't say it. I was just reporting that this AI said that. Not me. Not me. But doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. HMBradio.com, 813-693-2124. Hey, cheers. Tonight I'm drinking Kentucky Spirit from Wild Turkey. It's very good. If you like Blanton's, it's very similar to Blanton's, I found, and much more accessible. I don't even know if I'm allowed to do that. Am I allowed to promote that? Probably not. Not a paid endorsement, by the way. Just what's in my cup. I'm having one drink tonight. Because I had a stressful day, and that's how I cope. I like to have a drink, have a cigar. I'm an old man. That's what I like now. I don't want to go anywhere and do that. I want to stay at home, you see. Have a good night, everybody. My name's Will. Johnny B. Show tomorrow night, 10 to midnight, just me and Kelly. So that should be fun. Tune in for that. I think TM Pal is calling in. And Mosh Jelton will be doing the rap roast, and it's Johnny B's birthday. So happy birthday, Johnny. If you see this, I gave you your gift already. So enjoy yourself. Go to the Luna Lounge in Sefner and hang out with Johnny and the Bone tomorrow night. And see you later. Goodbye.